So maybe a first question would be, give us a state of just your tribes. Madison has just been designated in December, Truax Field, as the home of F35A. Doctor, can you start? Give us an overview. Wisconsin Eye is asking cabinet secretaries for Governor Tony Evers to come in and talk about their agencies, themselves, and their goals. Brad Pfaff is the secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Brad, welcome to Wisconsin Eye. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Raised on a dairy farm?
I was.
And you're very enthusiastic?
Extremely. I'm very excited to have this opportunity that Governor Evers provided me. Western Wisconsin is my home. The rolling hills, coulees, and valleys of northern La Crosse County. We call it God's country back home, but to be honest, all of Wisconsin is a very special place.
And prior to being secretary, you were doing what?
Prior to the opportunity to be within the Evers administration, Congressman Ron Kind, mm-hmm. Western and Central Wisconsin Congressman.
Covered him a few times.
Deputy Chief of Staff for Congressman Kind. I also had the opportunity to work with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, with the Farm Service Agency in the Obama administration. I served as the State Director for the Farm Service Agency for 6 years. And then for the last 18 months, 17 and a half months of the administration, I was in Washington, D.C. With Secretary Tom Vilsack, and I was the Deputy National Administrator for Farm Programs at the Farm Service Agency. What a tremendous opportunity and a tremendous perspective. But it's nothing like returning home and being part of the place that I grew up and an industry and a community that I so strongly support and love.
And you are Ag Secretary at a very interesting time. The governor took office on January 7th. 1 month later, Ag Review, which aggressively covers Wisconsin agriculture, February 7th headline, something needs to be done. Welcome to the secretary's job, Mr. Secretary. Is this speaking to milk prices or the whole panoply of issues in Wisconsin's ag industry?
I think we need to talk about all the issues within Wisconsin. But first of all, let me say that I think serving as Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is one of the greatest jobs that one can have in state government. This is Wisconsin. Wisconsin is agriculture. Wisconsin is rural communities. Wisconsin is about we value who we are as a people. And nothing tells a story of Wisconsin more than agriculture, food production, our rural communities, the connection to our rural communities, to our urban centers. Agriculture does that. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection impacts all 5.7 million people that live in this state. Everybody that lives in this state and everybody that visits in this state is impacted by what we do at DACAP. We not only from the food that is produced and grown on our family farms, all the way to the processing and manufacturing, from the raw milk to the specialty cheeses that we make, to people purchasing deli foods at their local grocery store, to filling up their gas, their car with gas at the convenience store. Agriculture, trade, and consumer protection. I couldn't be more proud to work with the individuals that we have at DACAP because we can tell the story of Wisconsin.
We still deserve the title America's Dairyland.
We sure do.
California produces more milk, but we lead in
We lead in cheese.
Okay.
But let me
so it shouldn't be changed to America's cheese land?
Never. Because the thing is this, is that Wisconsin agriculture is more than just the sum of the milk that we produce. It is also the people that we have that are employed and are part of this overall fabric, this community that we have. In fact, one out of every nine jobs in our state is tied either directly or indirectly to agriculture. One of the biggest challenges that I have, but it's a tremendous opportunity, is to make sure that everyone up that food chain, that proverbial food chain, recognizes what they do is tied one way, shape, or form to what's happening on that farm. And I want to be able to do that. And I think that there's no better place to do that than to serve as the Secretary of the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Before the show, we looked up the price of Class 3 milk, and it's somewhere around, what, $14, maybe $15?
That's correct.
That's up from 2018, but that's down from 2017 when it was about $17. Mm-hmm. This headline, something must be done, needs to be done. Is that a cry for higher milk prices? Because a sixth-generation farmer on the page one of this newspaper says, we're not asking for $25 a hundredweight, but a fair price, a sustainable price to make a living, a fair price for processors, and still a quality product for consumers. Why is it low, overproduction, and what can the Secretary of Agriculture do?
Well, first of all, we're blessed in this state with tremendous dairy farmers. We have a history and a culture and a heritage when it comes to producing high-quality milk. We also have natural resources that we've been blessed with. We have water, and cows need water, obviously, to produce high-quality milk. We grow tremendous feeds, especially alfalfa. That's what helps put Wisconsin one step above other states when it comes to agriculture, especially dairy. So we grow tremendous feeds. Moreover, we also, with our history of dairy, we have cheese plants that have populated our countryside. From the northern part of our states to the southern part of our state, cheese plants are in many, many communities. And we recognize the fact that milk is a very perishable product, so we can take that perishable product to the marketplace, to the cheese plant, and we make high quality products that the world wants. Being blessed with all of this skill set, we also have a situation in which technology and science and innovation continues to happen. A milk cow today can produce, on average, 80 pounds of milk a day. 80 pounds of fluid milk a day.
A
number that has steadily risen. We need to continue to find new markets for our products. Innovation, technology, that's going to continue to take place. But the world wants what we can produce and what we have here. We want to make sure that we invest in this tools that we have. We want to make sure that there's opportunities for the next generation of farmers to come forward. We want to make sure that we can link what those farmers produce to the food that's on the consumer's plate, because we have a tremendous story to tell. We also want to make sure that there's new markets that are available, that the quality products that our dairy processors are making out of that high quality milk that the farmers are work so hard to produce, that we find a market, local, regional, statewide, domestic, international, for those products. But what we also need to make sure that we do at the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is make sure that capital is available for agriculture, not just financial capital, which is very, very important because we all need, you know, money to invest. But we also need to recognize the value of human capital, social capital, and community capital. For any of this to work, for Wisconsin to continue to be America's dairyland, we need to make sure that we invest in our communities, we invest in our people, and that we invest in our farmsteads. We need to be able to do that. I want to be able to do that at the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And how we do that is we need to tell our story. We need to tell our story to the consumers. We need to be able to tell our stories to policymakers. We need to be able to tell our story to the larger audience because we have a tremendous story to tell.
If Class 3 now is at 15 per hundred weight, what does the average Wisconsin farmer, which is a misnomer because we have mm-hmm. small farmers and some with mm-hmm. CAFOs with huge numbers, mm-hmm. what does the average Wisconsin farmer need in terms to make a reasonable profit? What price per hundred weight?
Well, without a doubt, the current price of milk is not enough. And farmers of all sizes, regardless of the number of cows that they are milking, it has been very hard to cash flow. And a farm gate level price between $18 and $21 okay. a hundredweight is something that I think many farmers would feel very good about. Now, how do we get there? How can something like that happen? We at the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection we cannot wave a magic wand and increase milk prices.
It's a national issue.
It's a national issue.
It's an international issue.
That's correct.
Especially with our borders.
That is correct.
Mexico to the north, I'm sorry, Mexico to the south, Canada to the north.
That's exactly right. And the marketplace, I mean, we recognize the changing demands, consumer demands, and what's happening within the marketplace. But what we need to do at the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is help put farmers in the best possible position that we can. And that is, we need to be able to assist in finding new markets. We need to be able to assist them when it comes to linking what they do with what consumers eat. We need to be able to make sure that they recognize that, you know, Wisconsin is a place that they want to, in order to raise their family, be part of a larger community, and you know, if they want to enter agriculture as a profession, we want to be a welcoming place for them.
There was testimony in the Capitol last week that 600 dairy farmers went out of business in Wisconsin last year.
Correct.
That's a number, you grew up on a dairy farm, that's a number that's got to break your heart.
It does.
Are you looking at similar numbers tragically this year, even more, given the economic realities out there?
I think that what we need to recognize the fact is that family farms and agriculture are, you know, we need to have a healthy, thriving rural community. And agriculture and family farms play an important role in a thriving rural community. And what can we do at DACAP in order to provide additional income opportunities for these farms? We cannot wave a magic wand, obviously, to increase milk prices. So we have to look at new markets. But what we for these products. But we also have to look at things like, what can we do to provide income generating opportunities on the farm? Can farms provide more income generating opportunities? Are there specialty crops that can be produced? Is there something that can be done through environmental compliance that can provide opportunities to lower costs? No-till planting. What are these type of opportunities? What else is it costing a farmer in order to produce the milk? What are their health care costs? What are their electricity costs? Do they have opportunities for technology on that farm? What can we do to help lower their costs as well, or to provide opportunities? All of that is on the table. That is why serving as the Secretary Designee at the Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is such an important position to me, because I want to be able to connect these dots. I want to be able to share with policymakers, state legislators, as well as the governor and the governor's team, the importance of family farmers, how family farmers are an important part of the rural community, the fabric of our state of Wisconsin. I want to be able to do that. And we cannot just be a department alone. We have to have a seat at the table with these larger conversations that are taking place. We have to be there. I want to be there. I can tell you this, is that I was raised with a belief, with a thought process, that you should always remember where you come from. Always remember that. And I was always told that you don't know where you're going to go unless you know where you come. And I know where I'm from. And I know where what I hope to see as far as in the state of Wisconsin when it comes to agriculture and rural communities. And that is farms of all sizes. You know, regardless of the scale or size, I want to be able to have, quite frankly, a canvas of various size and scale of agriculture. I want to be able to have a situation where we've got animal agriculture, but we have you know, specialty food crops. I want to be able to continue to help feed the country, feed the world, but at the same time, I want to be able to have Wisconsin agriculture be flexible and adaptable enough that we can meet the new consumer changing trends that are taking place there. I want to be able to provide that opportunity for family farmers. The interesting thing that's happening right now is that people want to enter agriculture. Yes, there are way too many farm bankruptcies right now, way too many, and it breaks my heart. There are way too many people exiting agriculture. But what the story that's not being told, or the story that needs to be told more, excuse me, is the fact that people want to enter agriculture. They want to be able to enter farming. Now, they may not want to farm exactly the way that their parents had farmed, or the predecessor on the farm that they're coming onto are farming, but they want to be part of the agriculture landscape. We want to be able to help them. We want to provide opportunities for them. So how do we do that? I know this, is that I love this state. I plan to travel this state, all 72 counties. I am going to meet with farmers from, you know, every coulee and valley and rolling hill that's out there. I will meet with those farmers. I want to hear their thoughts. I want to hear their ideas. But what I want to be able to do is I want to be able to provide opportunity. And I think that we can do that. We have to recognize the fact that capital is important. Financial capital, but also the social capital and the community capital. It's all part of what we're trying to do.
I want to ask you about two recent developments. Yep. Number one, the proposed trade agreements with Mexico to our south, Canada to the north. I want to ask you if that's a good thing for Wisconsin farmers. And number two, the Farm Bill. Mm-hmm. Are you hopeful because of these two, or is it a mixed bag, sir? Excuse me.
Well, in regards to the new U.S. Canadian Mexico trade deal,
right.
I think it's extremely important anytime that we can find markets. It's extremely important that we open up new markets and provide new opportunities for Wisconsin agriculture and Wisconsin agriculture products to be on the dinner table of consumers worldwide. Mexico is an extremely important trading partner for U.S. Dairy. In fact, it's our largest trading partner when it comes to dairy. What's interesting is 16% of U.S. dairy milk equivalents is exported overall worldwide. That's one out of every 6 days of milk that is the milk equivalents that is produced in this country is exported.
That is a national number. It was
that's a national number.
Okay,
but that is tremendous. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely tremendous. We have an opportunity here in Wisconsin to do even more. We have an opportunity to play a even larger role than we currently do when it comes to exporting our agriculture and our food products. We have a number of artisan and specialty cheeses in our state in which growing desire in American diets and the growing desire for cheese and specialty cheese in particular that meets a variety of different ethnic marketplaces, people want that. And there's a growing demand for that. How do we help position our cheesemakers in this state, our dairy community overall in this state, to help meet that growing global demand? Canada is a strong trading partner with Wisconsin. We do a number of different cross border trading with our Canadian friends. So we want to make sure that we continue to build upon the relationship that we have with the Canadian government to continue to provide our products there.
What about looking beyond this continent, what about the international debate over tariffs, cranberries and ginseng, hurting our producers this year?
Yeah, Wisconsin is a national leader in cranberry production. Over the last few years, the overall price for cranberries has dropped more than we would like it to have dropped. It has tremendously impacted our Wisconsin cranberry growers. In fact, there is discussion that close to 25% of the crop of this past year in 2018, a large percentage of the crop this past year, we have to find a home for it. What are we going to do for
it? Is it still stored?
The cranberry growers and the growers association and the The cooperatives are, they have it stored, they're trying to find homes for it. So
as we approach the next season.
So what kind of decisions are they going to make?
Are cranberry growers going to grow less because...
Well, those are the conversations that they are having. They have a marketing cooperatives, and they also have a marketing order, and those are conversations that the growers are having amongst themselves. And to what are they going to do? Ginseng, Wisconsin's a ginseng leader.
In the world.
Yes.
We produce the best ginseng.
That's right. Marathon County is a worldwide leader. We need to make sure that we work with our federal partners, the U.S. government, the Fish and Wildlife Service, the Department of Interior, to make sure that Wisconsin-grown ginseng has an opportunity to be in the world marketplace, especially in Hong Kong, China, and Southeast Asia. There are some questions right now that are being asked by our trading partners in Southeast Asia in regards to Wisconsin ginseng. We don't feel that the questions that they're asking have any thing to do with, quite frankly, the quality of the product, but it's more of, well, you know, what are we going to do as far as having this product enter into the international marketplace?
Are the Trump administration tariffs hurting both cranberries and ginseng right now, Mr. Secretary?
I don't know if tariffs are ever a good idea in agriculture.
Okay.
I think that we here in Wisconsin have real opportunities to provide our quality products worldwide. And tariffs overall are something that needs to, our policymakers need to have a strong conversation about, you know, the future of what trade policy is going to be, mm-hmm. But also overall trade and monetary policy and what that does mean for agriculture.
I want to ask you a question that I asked former Secretary Harsdorff. How important is it to Wisconsin agriculture that we resolve at a national level our immigration policy?
Yes, without a doubt, it is important that our national leaders have a thoughtful, fruitful, comprehensive conversation on a comprehensive immigration policy for this country. Recognize the fact that this is more than just an economic issue. This is also, a larger issue for this country. And it's more than just economic or a security question. It is a question about what kind of country that we are and what kind of policies do our current policymakers want to put in place. Mm-hmm. But we need to have a comprehensive conversation on immigration. Agriculture here in Wisconsin, we have a number of different workers that are employed on our farms as well as our processing facilities and our orchards that participate within the larger community.
What's your percentage, what's your estimate of the number of workforce workers in Wisconsin's ag industry that are immigrants? And I don't care whether they're legal or here legally or illegally, but just percentage of the workforce in our ag industry.
I could say this. While I do not have an exact percentage in front of me, I can say that a growing amount of milk is being harvested by a foreign workforce. Mm-hmm. I can also say that a growing amount of food is being processed and packaged by a foreign workforce. And I can let you know that our communities, our rural communities, are very open. There's a number of different partners. When I talk about social capital and community capital, mm-hmm. that's part of what I mean. People come together. In agriculture, we work together. We share thoughts and we share ideas, but we recognize the fact that we solve problems. We do our very best to solve problems. But we do need to have a comprehensive immigration policy in this country.
And in wake of the tariffs debate, there was a special one-time fund set up by the feds to give to farmers who may have lost income due to the tariffs. Right. Are Wisconsin farmers cashing some of those checks yet? Or
yeah, so there's been two rounds of that.
But those are one time. Excuse me for interrupting. Yeah, I haven't given you a chance to answer. I'm sorry.
No, that's quite all right. I'm of the opinion that farmers would rather have trade than aid. And so I recognize what the administration has provided with the market loss assistance. I recognize that. Farmers have worked very hard to find markets for their products. And to see those markets not be open due to some conversations regarding foreign trade, it's very disheartening. And so the assistance is welcome, but they would much rather have the marketplace again open. Soybeans, corn, dairy, wheat, we've seen tremendous losses.
Well, can we circle back to the farm bill? Yes. Can you name one provision that's going to help Wisconsin's ag industry in the new farm bill?
There's a couple things that will be of benefit to Wisconsin agriculture. Number one, there was reforms made to the previous Dairy Margin Protection Program. The new program for dairy provides new opportunities for Wisconsin dairy farmers to provide some protection on an overall margin of the price margin that they seek in their for their dairy price. Mm-hmm. That will be helpful. There's additional risk management tools that will be available for our farmers. That will be helpful. The Conservation Reserve Program, in which farmers can set aside portions of their land for conservation protection benefits, that has been increased. So that will be that's helpful for our farmers and our agriculture communities. Continuing to provide funding available through our rural development programs are always helpful for our rural communities as well as for our family farmers. But could more be done? Of course, more can be done. We need to continue to recognize the fact that for Wisconsin to succeed, we need to have our rural communities and our family farmers to succeed. The Farm Bill plays a role in that, but there's more that can be done.
The 35-day federal shutdown, did it come at a time when Wisconsin growers were making production decisions for this growing season? And did it hurt or hinder their ability to plan out their crops and other production for this season?
Farmers right now are making decisions on planting decisions and overall decisions for the growing season for 2019. Those decisions are being made, and they're not just immediately made. They have to work with lenders, they have to work with a variety of different extension education assistance programs that are available. The shutdown definitely did not help that process. It provided additional anxiety where farmers already have anxiety. And to have a shutdown in which the Farm Service Agency, which provides assistance on farm loans, as well as provides updated information on what is in the new Farm Bill that was just signed into law, with the government being shut down like that, all of that stopped. Farmers didn't have the opportunity to work with the USDA Farm Service Agency on farm loans, maybe direct operating loans. Which is a critical process. They also, quite frankly, some of these new programs we just talked about or reauthorized programs in the Farm Bill, with the government being shut down, the individuals at USDA were not in the process of developing these programs. It's not like you can just pass a law and it's in place. You have to make sure that the various rules are put in place for those programs, and of course, with the government shut down, USDA was not in a position to do that.
Okay, we're almost out of time. I want to ask you about the new initiative that the governor announced to focus on clean drinking water. He said in his State of the State that's going to be a big centerpiece. Your agency now is allowed borrowing of $7 million. he would seek an additional $3 million to help farmers do what?
Farmers play an important role when it comes to clean air and clean water.
Right.
Without a doubt. We in Wisconsin agriculture can help play an important role in making sure that our groundwater and our surface water becomes even cleaner. And so what this bonding authority will do would be able to assist our livestock agriculture as well as non-livestock agriculture in order to put in place practices that would allow farmers to have a reduction in the nutrients that would enter the ground surface water or groundwater. What are some of those practices? They can include, you know, barnyard improvements. They can include wastewater improvements. They can waterways that could be constructed on a farm. We can also begin to talk about other practices that you know, a farmer can be able to put in place to make sure that you know, nutrients from the barnyard or from the field do not enter into surface water.
Two final questions. Are we going to see more CAFOs in Wisconsin, do you think? Concentrated animal feeding operations?
With the market price that we have right now for dairy as well as for fed cattle, it would be very interesting to see if more would get constructed.
Okay.
I can also say this, is that, you know, Wisconsin agriculture is dependent upon a blend of various sizes and scale of livestock operations. In order for us to continue to provide, to be a reliable supplier worldwide and on some domestic marketplace, it's important that we can continue to, you know, have dairy and meat products that are available. In order to be able to be adaptable and flexible, we need to be able to have size and size of agriculture that is adaptable and flexible as well to reach that given market. May that be a farmer's market here locally, or may that be providing you know, a specialty crop to a school or a hospital. So it's very important that we find balance within our given state. In order for us to succeed, we have to have a balance, size, and scale, and we can't be too dependent on one versus the other, because if that happens, we will see a breakdown in the linkage between what the farmer and the consumer. I want to make sure, as Secretary of the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, that the farmer recognizes the product that they are growing, they've worked so hard for, that the importance of the consumer that's purchasing that. And I want to make sure the consumer recognizes the work that's being done on the farm. If there is a breakdown there, or if there is a perception that is not a positive perception, nobody wins. So I want to make sure that size and scale, that the industry recognizes the size and the scale and how important it is to have a diversified landscape of agriculture in our state.
And final question. We've talked about some pretty difficult situations with milk prices and the emotional toll on farmers and the loss of dairy farmers. Give us some good news. What are you most optimistic about, Mr. Secretary?
I am so optimistic about Wisconsin and Wisconsin agriculture and Wisconsin family farmers. This is who we are as a people. Wisconsin is, when people think of Wisconsin, they think of America's Dairyland. They think of our rolling hills. They think of our green landscape. They think of our water, our surface water. They recognize the abundance and that we have in this state, and they recognize our work ethic and our tremendous pride that we have. I want to make sure that we continue to tell that story. There's value in that story. That is what's special about Wisconsin, is who we are as a people. We don't need to reinvent ourselves. We do not need a special marketing ploy. All we need to do is be ourselves, tell our story. It is a great story. That is why it is so important that we recognize balance, and we recognize the fact that, you know, we can be, we can provide our great products locally, but also internationally. This is a wonderful place. It's a place that I absolutely love with all my heart. It's where my family came here when they came from Europe in the late 1800s, and it's where they've always been. And it's where I want to be. It's where I want to help tell this story, because it's such a tremendous story. And I sure hope that that I get the opportunity to continue to get out and tell this story, because what a great story.
Don't you want to tell Wisconsinite viewers to eat more cheese and drink more milk?
Well, please do. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Brad Pfaff, Secretary of the Department of Trade and Consumer Protection.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks.